President Václav Klaus was inaugurated for a second five-year term at Prague Castle on Friday morning in a ceremony that included the national anthem and a 21-gun salute. Mr. Klaus will serve in the largely symbolic post until 2013. And as Rob Cameron reports, observers expect little change in the style or the substance of his presidency.
There was more than a touch of pomp and ceremony on Friday morning as ranks of MPs, senators, foreign diplomats and church leaders stood to attention for Václav Klaus's entrance to Prague Castle's Vladislav Hall. Accompanied by a fanfare of trumpets, he walked up the aisle to take the oath of office, watched by his predecessor Václav Havel standing in the front row.
Slibuji věrnost České republice.
It's an oath that has changed little over the years. The president places his hand on the Czech constitution and pledges allegiance to the Czech Republic. He promises to uphold its constitution and its laws and to carry out the duties of office in the interests of all of its citizens and to the best of his conscience. With those words, Václav Klaus began a second five-year term of office as President of the Czech Republic. He signed the oath with a platinum pen, especially donated for the ceremony. The Czech national anthem played, accompanied by a 21-gun salute on Petřín Hill. He then addressed the gathered dignitaries and the public watching at home on television, telling them he would exercise his powers cautiously and conservatively. He spoke of some of the challenges that lay ahead, including the Czech presidency of the European Union, which begins on January 1, 2009.
Letošní rok bude přípravou pro naše předsednictví Evropské.
This year will be one of preparation for our presidency of the European Union, which for us will be an important test, but at the same time also an opportunity. We have to meet our own expectations in the struggle to make the European Union a more democratic institution of European states and their citizens, rather than an organization of politicians and their bureaucrats.
There followed more pomp and ceremony in the inner courtyard of Prague Castle as the president reviewed the troops and the national anthem played once again. After greeting well-wishers, he attended a special mass at St. Vitus Cathedral, President Klaus bowing in front of the skull of St. Václav, the 10th century Czech patron saint. So Václav Klaus will be president of the Czech lands until March 7, 2013, and judging by his public statements, his second presidency will differ little from his first. On one hand, he will continue to be a force for stability and continuity in Czech society. On the other, he's unlikely to refrain from making the bold claims on global warming or NGOs and so many other issues that so infuriate his opponents. Perhaps one exception will be the European Union. The Czech presidency is fast approaching, and while Mr. Klaus remains unlikely to hoist the EU flag over Prague Castle, the rhetoric might be toned down at least a bit.
Rob Cameron with that report.